with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 31st of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and I'm joined by my co-host for the very first time, the absolutely fragrant Tabitha Beasley.
You're so weird.
Really? You look so fragrant with bits of grape hanging out your mouth and cake all over you.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello.
Thank you for having me again.
It's an absolute pleasure.
As a co-host for the first time. But
a very first time. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm ecstatic.
Cool. And Tabitha has bought us grapes and cakes and all kinds.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're really pleased.
I know how to bribe men.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I'm saying no more than that. Tabitha is with child at the moment.
Now everyone knows.
Oh, weren't you telling anyone?
I've still got clients to tell.
Have you?
I did.
Do you think they're not going to notice?
Well, okay. That's enough said.
It's the kind of thing, isn't it, though? You're never quite sure. We go, are you putting on weight or... No.
And no one's going to ask a lady. Well, no one with manners anyway, hopefully.
Ooh. No one with manners.
Oh, I've got some smiling men here.
Oops. Anyway, enough of that. Welcome, Tabitha.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us as co-host. We've got a great lineup of guests to talk to today. But of course, as always, we want to hear from you, the people out there in the world of business out in Southeast England. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb with the hashtag BBunker, We have already had 9,833,763,000,002 tweets, and we will be reading some of those out. And we've got loads of emails to go with you as well. So, a packed show, and let's not mess about any longer and crack on with it. I'll tell you what, Tabitha, do you want to kick us off with an email?
Oh, an email. Yes, yeah. I can. How about a charity race night in Tenston this Friday at Little Silver Hotel for the Wealden Business Group? Right. So it's a business networking organisation, and it is staging its first charity. Actually, I don't know if it's the first. Just made that up.
I think they have had them before.
Okay,
I don't go to that one because it's too far.
Yeah, opposite.
I live opposite there.
Yeah,
it's just too far. I can't be bothered to walk across the road.
So it... is contact, we can look at Eventbrite or contact Petta Ashby. Oh, I went to school with her daughter.
Did you?
Kristen Ashby.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a small world.
It's very well. I went to school at St Michael's, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So Challenge Control. So contact Petta, Petta, P-E-T-A, at challengecontrol.co.uk to discuss a booking or even a sponsorship option. And that's the race night, charity race night, being held this Friday, the 3rd of February, starting at 7 p.m. at Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenston.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Specialist Generalist. Specialist Generalist, and she says, good morning, Vanilla Whip. I'd love a shout out, please, on the Business Bunker Show for my team development and corporate creativity work. Improv, it says, hashtag. And the website is specialistgeneralist.co.uk. And she's put /blog, so I guess there's some interesting stuff on there. So that's specialistgeneralist.co.uk/blog. Or you can follow her on the Twitter. I'm saying it's her because there's a picture of a lady on the Twitter handle, on the avatar. So I'm making that connection. But it's special... the Twitter handle is Spec Generalist, S-P-E-C, Generalist is the Twitter handle, so do give them a follow. Also, Ethelbray, people forever telling me off about how I pronounce that, but I'm not really sure how else you could pronounce it. Ethelbray. And they say, VanillaWeb Business Bunker, could you give a huge thanks to Chilston Park, that's the hotel over there near Lenham, for their help last week for the two-day team-building event that we ran. They were absolutely brilliant. So a double shout-out in one there. How about that? Chilston Park, well done. And Athelbray, fantastic news that your event went really well. Good. Do you want to do one?
An email or a tweet? I've got lots of tweets as well.
I'll tell you what, surprise me. See, I waited until you got a grape in your mouth before I did that.
Okay, I'm going to do some of the shout-outs. So the lovely Fiona Stevens at Fiona Stevens HR has asked for a shout-out. So that's for all HR support for small businesses.
Do you know what she said to me earlier? She's coming in later to do some stuff
here. She's got training.
Yeah, she is. And I said, I'm not very well. And she said, oh, but you are getting out of bed. And I said, well, I'm bringing my bed with me. So she said, well, I'll bring a sleeping bag and some tissues. But I refrained from commenting any further on that.
We'll move on.
Yeah.
At Cars from Kent, thank you very much for your lovely tweet. So that's carsfromkent.com. Slope Off Friday. They have tweeted and they've also emailed with regards to Slope Off Friday event this Friday.
They're getting desperate.
3rd of February, which is in Canterbury. If you go onto Twitter and follow at Slope Off Friday for all the details, or contact Jules Serkin if you know her. You probably will.
Everybody knows Jules. If you go to Slope Off Friday, it's your own fault. That's all I'm saying.
Don't be mean. It's brilliant for self-employed people who are at home and want a little bit of a social interaction.
It's brilliant for people with no mates that go to lunch and don't finish lunch for 9 hours. I know Jules, don't you worry. I know what she's like, mate.
I went at Christmas and I didn't drink, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Well, I was the first to leave, though, and I think I got heckled on the way out.
Exactly. And you know I don't drink anyway. And okay. I get... On Slope Off Fridays, or shall we say the early hours of Saturday morning, I always get a tweet or a text from Jules going, oh, darling, we're 9 bottles of Prosecco down and we're still having lunch. And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, anyway, if you are looking for some business stroke friendship networking opportunity, try that. Yeah. Just quickly, at the Stove Hub, they sent a photo of their lovely launch party.
Yeah, they had a launch party last week. Sadly, I couldn't get along to it. I was doing something else, but apparently it went really well.
Good.
And they got some really awesome looking stuff there. They had a wood burner that's got a hot plate so that you can kind of boil a kettle and stuff on top. I've not seen anything like that.
Ah, very good idea.
Yeah, now they're trying to blag me into buying one. But I've got nowhere to put it.
Very sensible.
Yeah, they were trying to tell me to put it in my shed. I don't know why they'd do that. But there you go.
I've got 3 more shout-outs and then I'll let you get on.
Yeah, you go for it. Don't you worry.
At Joanne Francis has tweeted us with regards to hashtag cybercrime. A shout-out for Harlequin CDIS. That's at Harlequin CDIS. Not really sure what that one's about, but...
I know.
Is that the cybercrime event?
Yeah, it's... no, it's a different event. Harlequin are a cybercrime specialist company. That FSB event that we'll talk about later is a slightly different event, but about the same topic.
A very important topic as well. So.
Absolutely, especially at the moment, yeah.
Okay, and finally, Kelly Lovelock, at Kelly Lovelock, has tweeted us. Her profile picture on Twitter says she is a virtual PA, but she has no bio. So, wow. Top marketing tip today would be pop a bio on your Twitter account and pop some suitable hashtags. That's me done.
I don't think we've heard from her before, so she's obviously a new listener. So welcome.
That's exciting. Welcome, Kelly. Yep, she's got 151 followers. So
I think she's probably just starting out by looks of it. Yeah.
Virtual
so we'll improve on that. Don't you worry. By the end of today, we can double that. I want to tell you about the Networkers Networking event. It's organised by the absolutely lovely Amanda Flanders. I did it right. Now I did Flanders.
Flanders.
Flanders. Flanders.
Poor Amanda. I'm sorry, Amanda. I didn't realise he was going to say that.
But I say it every time, so she should be used to it by now. Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events, supported by the Business Bunker Radio Show and Telcare Limited, the telecom supplier over there, setting the stunning location of Eastwell Manor in Ashford on Thursday the 16th of February from 9:30 till 3 p.m. We look forward to welcoming you to the first event of this type. It's an event that's all about networking for networkers. Yeah, the event is suitable for 3 different types of people. People who have only just started networking are unsure of what to do or how to do it. People who network already but are frustrated because it's not working for them. And serial networkers who love networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity. You're going to hear from 4 great speakers. Well, 3 great speakers and me, actually. And also, one of those speakers has changed. Because, the keynote is delivered by me, unfortunately, but you don't have to listen to that. And I'm going to be yabbering about why do business networking. And then you're going to hear from Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, the pros and cons of serial networking, and Ali Harold, building your confidence to network effectively. Now, they did have another speaker, but he's no longer able to do it, so they brought on the perfect substitute. They have brought on the absolutely delightful Sarah Ann Lucas, affectionately known as Bird, and Bird is going to be talking. Aren't you, Bird? You can tell us.
Yeah, so this, how do you know about this so quick?
I know everything.
You do? So, really, it came about yesterday. So she asked me, can I come and speak? And I said, of course, because I love, oh, that's what I love to do. But really, it's about, does your business plan enable you to go and network? And have you got networking in your business plan? And if you haven't, then should you be doing it? So I'm really going to dig deep into the mindset into business plan and networking.
Fantastic. So you're not talking about your underwear?
No.
Aw.
Right, let's move on. I'm policing today's show, I've decided.
I'm really upset about that. I was looking forward to talking about Bird's underwear. I was going to offer to swap talks. I was going to talk about your underwear and you could talk about my collaboration.
I'm not worthy.
No? Okay. Anyway, do come along to that. It's on Thursday the 16th of February. It's a pittance to come along. There are three levels of ticket. There's £15 just to attend. There's £25 to attend and get refreshments and a full lunch. Or there's a VIP ticket for £45, which gives you a private box or something and all of that. To book your visit, if you go to butterfliesanddreams.co.uk/event, butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/events, you can book your ticket there.
Oh, I've got a new listener. Look.
She's taken over already. It's her show already. She's only been on it 10 minutes.
Hello, Maidstone Web Design at Maidstone Web. Mm. They've just said, tweeted us to say, listening to the Kent Business Bunker for the first time.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
And everyone, check them out at Maidstone Web. And hopefully it will boost your followers and it will all be exciting. We can network and, God, I love it.
Now, I've got an email here that I'm going to read it. It's a great email. Sorry about this, Adam. It's a great email, yeah, but I'm a little bit dubious about this. But there you go. You never know. It's from Gillingham Football Club, and it's a Valentine's gift from the Jills, okay? And what they're offering is a 50% off executive boxes this Valentine's Day. So it's only £250. That's nothing. £250 for Gillingham versus Chesterfield. Give the gift of football this Valentine's Day. This is the bit that makes me laugh a bit. You know, if I'd have given my missus a ticket to a football match, well, I'm divorced, and now you know why. anyway, give the gift of football this Valentine's Day and fall in love with the Jewels all over again. Enjoy a private executive box and keep out of the cold. With the executive box, you will get seating for 10 people, your own private entrance, one car parking space in the club car park, 10 match day programs, team sheets, use of the private pay bar within the box, options of food, and private ensuite facilities. To make a booking, simply reply to jnott@priestfield.com. That's jnott, K-N-O-T-T, at priestfield.com. Or you can follow them on the Twitter at @GFC_commercial. Or you can call them on Medway 01634 350 214. We have very limited availability on this package, so please book early to avoid disappointment. So that's a Valentine's Day special box, executive box for the Gillingham versus Chesterfield match. Do get in touch if you'd like to partake. Tabitha.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
something.
I'm tweeting.
Mm.
Right. How about the new, this is exciting, the Invicta Chamber of Commerce have launched their first ever business awards.
Right.
Again, is it the first ever? I keep saying no.
No.
I'm so sorry. Well, I just am obsessed with first time.
I won it in 2009, so no, it's been going a while.
Right. Old school. So the awards are for anyone to enter. You don't need to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
It's got lots of different categories. I think it's got about 10 categories
because
I did have a look online for some of my clients. So if your business is doing well and you're proud of what you're achieving, why not shout about it and try for a well-deserved award? Share your successes and get the recognition you deserve by entering the Kent Invicta Chambers 2017 Awards. If you pop on their website, kentinvictachamber.co.uk/Chamber Business Awards 2017 and see if you're eligible for any of those categories. And winning an award is always a great thing, isn't it, Paul?
It is indeed. It is. And, there are quite a few awards and we're going to be reading out lots of different types of ones. It really is worth going in for them, though.
Oh, it's great PR.
Yeah, it is incredibly good PR. If you get nominated or into the winner's circle or indeed win an award, It's really great stuff.
Also, it's a really nice boost to know that you are actually doing something right.
Exactly.
Because again, when you are, you know, if you are working from home or you're working, you know, in a small business, you're very much on the day-to-day aspect of the business, running that business, and you don't necessarily put your head up for air, and you're not in a sort of company environment where they do achievement awards and things like that. So it's a great way to keep your morale going and motivated and keep you motivated.
Absolutely. No, absolutely it is. I always recommend that businesses go in for those kind of things.
And they're free to enter.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's worth a punt. Go for it. And there's lots of different ones to enter. We're going to be talking about a lot of the different ones as the show unfolds today, because there's lots of different things going on. Do it. I've had a tweet from Telcare Limited, the telecom systems providers from over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. And they say, listening to the Business Bunker show, as always, have a great show. So thank you to Lisa and the team over at Telcare Limited. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to play a bit of tunage. We're going to play a bit of tunage, and when we come back, we're going to talk to our first guest, Mr. Ash Lawrence. What do you reckon? So I'll pick this specially for Ash, because I knew he'd like it.
I want to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
That's why. suppliers you can trust for your Kent business. Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, the 31st of January, with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the lovely Tabitha Beasley.
Hello.
Hello. You're right.
Yeah.
It's warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really warm in here. We're trying to sort out the air conditioning, and it's just not playing ball. It's getting well hot. Anyway, we shall strip off and carry on, as always.
No, we won't. We will carry on, though.
She
and
looked
we're
shocked
going.
Then, but she just looked shocked, didn't she? Anyway, enough of that. Right, I'll tell you what. We'll do a couple of emails, and then we're going to talk to our first guest, Mr. Ash Lawrence.
Okay, I'm going to kick off with an email from Moosley Mafia, the networking breakfast event run by Invicta Chamber of Commerce. So these are events held throughout the county. The next one is this Friday, the 3rd of February, held in Maidstone. I'm afraid I don't know where in Maidstone, but if you go onto their website, www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events, it will have them listed. So 3rd of February in Maidstone, the 9th of February in Ashford, the 23rd of February in Tunbridge Wells. They are from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And from what I've heard, never made one myself, having child commitments, but they're really good events.
Mm.
Really a diverse group of people attend them, some good serious business owners. So if you fancy trying that, networking is always a great way to get out and meet, hear some, from some great guest speakers and meet new people, and you get a full English breakfast.
Sounds good to me. I've had a tweet from I think is a new listener, Roger Crosby, who says, Vanillaware Business Bunker, hi Paul, would very much appreciate a shout out for my photographic workshop entitled Get to Know Your SLR Camera. And that's taking place on February the 26th. And I guess to find out about it, you're going to need to follow Roger on the Twitter, because he hasn't given me any other details to follow. So his Twitter handle is Roger Snapper, all one word, Roger Snapper. So do give Roger a follow on the Twitter and find out about getting to know your SLR camera, which is a workshop taking place on the 26th of February.
Okay, so we've got, you mentioned awards, or maybe I did, I can't remember who.
I think it was you.
Awards, there are lots coming up in the county and in the southeast over the next few months. One of the next awards coming up is the 2017 Kent Women in Business Awards. The nominations are, I'm not sure if the nominations are closed, but the entry needs to be in by next Sunday, the 5th of February.
February. Yep.
And that is for any woman who runs her own business or works for a business in the county. There's quite a few categories there. I think
there's
about
lots.
15 or 16.
There's lots.
So, and you can enter up to 3 at a time, which is great. It's free to enter. The awards are on Friday, the 3rd of March, 2017, obviously, at the Great Danes Hotel near Maidstone. And it promises to be a great night. The website is, I'll spell it out, kwibawards.co.uk/nominations. So if you want to nominate someone, or if you want to be nominated yourself, I'm sure you can ask someone nicely. That's where you need to go to find out more.
It's great fun. I'm one of the judges, actually. So make your nomination cool. I am open to bribery and corruption.
He's not really.
I'm not really. No.
Don't say things like that. You'll get arrested or struck off.
Really? Yeah. Struck off? Yeah. Well, that sounds fun. I might go for getting struck off. No, it's a good event. And again, it's one of those awards things that's really worth winning. And the awards dinner is cracking. It really is a good night.
What, the food itself? Or?
No, the whole thing. The whole thing. The whole awards thing is really brilliant. What's not to like? Me and 400 women.
I refrain from comment. One more email or on to the lovely Ash?
No, you can do one more and then we'll talk to the lovely Ash.
Poor Ash has sat here so patiently.
Oh, no, I'm keeping him hanging on. Yeah.
Thanet Earth Networking Breakfast. Come along to Thanet and join us for a networking breakfast along with a site tour of Thanet Earth, where technology meets traditional horticultural expertise. Complete with networking opportunities and breakfast baps. Sorry, it was the breakfast baps that
threw you
me.
Didn't it? Yeah. You wondered where it was going, didn't you?
Spaces are selling fast, so you need to buy a ticket. Doesn't say how much, but again, if you go on to kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events, it has all the details. The event is on the 7th of February, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. I've got a couple of clients that have signed up for that and they're really excited.
Right, okay.
Yeah, seems to be a very good event.
Cool, good. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to talk to our first guest of the week. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the show. And it's been an awful long time since he was on last time. We were talking about it just before we came on air. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back Mr. Ash Lawrence of ABC Networking and Mind Changer and all kinds of things. And we're going to talk about that. But I'm sure there's probably nobody out there listening that doesn't know Ash already. But Ash, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you having me back.
It's an absolute pleasure, mate. You haven't been on for a long time, and it was about time we had you back. And we're going to talk about some other things with you later in the show. But I just wanted to touch base on the kind of things you've been doing, because I think we were reminiscing earlier about the first time you came on the show, and you'd just written your first book. And you're now on a whole library, aren't you?
Oh, whole library of two at the moment. Third one will be shortly.
Right, okay.
So by the end of March, that'll be the next one out.
Cool. So let's start off by, there's kind of two elements to what you do. Let's start off by talking about changing minds.
Okay. So that's a performance psychology business where we specialise in taking small business owners and taking them from being an employee to entrepreneur,
right.
Really. So it's a totally different mindset, which we work with. And then the other side is working with elite professional sportsmen,
right? Okay.
Predominantly footballers.
Okay.
Steer away from the Chelsea supporters, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't go near them. No. Dodgy lot. Let's start with the first group of people, because you're absolutely right. When you launch into business for the first time, it is a big change in the way that you do things. And I think it shocks a lot of people to start with.
I think the thing that we found is, especially around all the ABC meetings, that small business owners, when they first come, they've come from an employed environment where they've been managed in a certain way, where those managers have managed the same way as their managers managed, and they don't have to think about lead generation. They don't have to think about sales. They just do their job. And the majority of them are brilliant technicians, but when it actually comes to being business people and thinking like entrepreneurs, they don't quite get that in the beginning.
One of the things I see, and I don't know if this is something you agree with or not, and feel free to disagree, you're the expert in this, but one of the things I see is you do get people that come out of a corporate environment, especially if they've been made redundant or something like that, a middle management role in a big corporate, and they start a business. And they go about it in the same way that they run a business if they were working for XYZ Corporation. And again, that's something I think, no, that ain't ever going to work in a million years.
No, absolutely right. And I think it comes to a time when the business does become scalable, but it's different before that.
Yeah.
And you have to think about it differently because in the beginning you're doing everything, whereas you'd have other people doing it for you in a bigger organisation. So you've got to manage that. So for me, it's about getting a good team around you as well early on.
That absolutely.
It comes down to lead generation. And if you can't generate leads, you're stuck.
It's the one thing that a lot of people, especially in this country, a lot of people try to ignore when you're in business is sales. And they go, I'm not really into sales. And you go, and you're starting a business? Really?
On our mindset course, I run a program called the Millionaire Mindset program. And we do a complete day on sales. And one of the first things I get everybody to do is say, okay, so three types of people. And I say car salesman because I used to be a car salesman. And the first words that they come out with are all negative.
Yeah.
And what they don't realise is, at a subconscious level, that's how they see themselves when they're selling. So if they've got that incongruency, people see that.
Yeah.
And they absolutely panic about selling. It's just a conversation. For me, it's just talking to somebody like I would be if I'm talking to my best mate.
It's really interesting, isn't it? And I totally buy into what you're saying there. I was never from a sales background myself. I was always a geeky techie, until I started my first business and came screaming up to the fact that you had to sell stuff in order to survive and pay your mortgage and all the rest of it. But I find this sometimes with people starting out in the sales business as well, is that, again, a bit like you kind of inferred, that people think, well, I better give it a try, but I'm not really very happy about this. But, you know, I'll ring someone and see if they want to buy something. And they'll ring you up and they go, oh, hello, I'm from XYZ. Do you want to buy one of these? And they go, no. And they go, okay, bye. And that's it. But for me, I end up selling without even realising I'm doing it. You just talk to people.
It's selling without selling.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a process. Mm. And for me, what is wrong with having a conversation with somebody, but structured?
Yeah.
And structured in such a way that you're finding out what you need to find out without putting the other person under pressure.
Mm.
You know, I don't understand why people struggle with that.
Yeah.
And I think they've built up this whole fear of selling.
Yeah.
It's just part of a process.
But it's exactly as you say, though, isn't it? It's a mindset. It's a perception that, you know, selling is something that's a little bit tacky and a little bit difficult, yep, and all the rest of it.
And most people think that way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not. You just got to change the way that you think about it. So step us through, without giving away too much detail for free, obviously.
I'm happy to give.
Yeah. You know, the kind of things that you focus on in your programs about that kind of thing, like with a millionaire mindset and stuff.
So typically for the millionaire mindset, there's seven steps to it. Mm. And I say to people, if you take the product out of a business, all businesses are the same. Mm. And it starts off with a strategy, because if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there?
Mm.
Most small business owners, what they actually think about is how they're going to get enough money in to pay the rent next week. They're not thinking about where they're going to be in a year or 3 or 5 or 10 years.
Mm.
So the chances are they'll just keep turning left.
Mm.
So imagine if you come to a T-junction and you've got nowhere to go, which way would you go?
Mm.
And you turn left because it's the easy option.
Yeah.
Come to another T-junction, you turn left. Same as you go around in a circle. So you need a strategy. If there's no strategy, then you're going nowhere.
Mm.
The next step is about you as a person. What are your beliefs about money? What's your beliefs about building relationships? So if you've got a scarcity mindset, an abundant mindset. So there's some personal issues that we need to sort out as well.
Mm.
The next bit, which I'm sure that all small business owners will identify with, is how do you stand out in a flooded market?
Mm.
If you look around, how many business coaches are there, or financial advisors or accountants, all of which I'm sure are really good. But if they haven't got something to stand them above everybody else, they're not going to get any business.
Mm.
And most people try and distinguish themselves from this, you know, differentiate themselves by price.
Yeah.
And if you keep differentiating yourself by price, you're going to go bust.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then once you've stood yourself out, the next step is about lead generation. How do you generate leads and get people knocking your door down rather than you having to go and find them? And then when you generated the leads, the sales, we've already talked about that. And then after sales, it's about systems and processes, because most small business owners don't even think about a system and a process.
Mm.
We talk about it at ABC, and you say to them, book a month's meetings in advance. Most of them don't know what they're doing tomorrow, let alone next month or the month after. So you need systems and processes for that.
Mm.
And then to tie it all up, it's about customer service.
Right.
And if you can deliver such a good customer service that the people that you're delivering to go and tell everybody else, and then they'll come back and buy your next product.
Absolutely.
So there, for me, is the seven steps that the mindset is based on. But it's also wrapped up in a whole lot of psychology and the way that people think about business.
Cool. It's a fascinating topic, and I know how passionate you are about that.
Absolutely.
And about getting people to change their mindset about things like that. Your first book has been available for some time now,
yep,
which is called?
It's Stuff for Business.
Stuff, yep.
An Entrepreneur's Guide, or An Entrepreneur's Bucket List. So five things you must do before your business goes bust.
Right, cool. And did you say you're working on the second book, or is it out now?
We've got second one is out already. It's called Wily Old Fox Wisdom.
Right.
And
how did you think of that?
Funny enough, my personal trainer, he said to me about being a wily old fox.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, that'll do. So we just put it all together, and it was a collection of all my blogs.
Right.
And that's sold quite well as well.
Cool.
The next one that's coming out at the end of March is The Flip-Flop Psycho and the Ruby Earrings, which is it's a business story, but it's wrapped up in a few morals.
So. Okay. We should look forward to that.
Good.
Just before we move on to another part of your business. I just want you, if you wouldn't mind, just because people will be fascinated by it, the kind of work you do with sports people.
Again, sports and business are so closely related that it's almost exactly the same, because sportsmen are looking for an end goal from their performance, and business people are the same. They're looking, you know, whether it be money or something at the end of it. And one of the things that I do with a lot of sports people, they get so focused on the outcome of what they're trying to achieve that they miss the process to get there. So, you know, that's what I work on, is one thing at a time. Let's work on this bit. And then if we're working with a team, you can see that if everybody does their job in a team, that they're the most successful teams. And for me, it's about the individual bits, and that's what we do. We help them change the way that they see things, which takes the pressure off them, which means that they perform better.
Absolutely. It's interesting as well, isn't it, though? As business people, quite often we don't always think about needing coaching or support or help. And then you find top people in whether it's in sport or the movies or whatever, all have coaches, all have people that help them. Yet they're at the top of their profession, earning, in some cases, not always, but in some cases, huge amounts of money. Yet they'll invest in more and more support and training. Yet the rest of us go, no, we don't need that. I've been in business 5 years. Why do I need that?
That's crazy. And I think, you know, we can only do what we know.
Yeah.
And if you don't actually think outside of what you know, you're never going to develop any further than that. Mm. You know, I have a coach. I have somebody that I work with that helps me think differently to my mindset. And even if they throw in one thing that changes the way that I do stuff and gets me a different result, it's worth every penny.
Absolutely.
There's no such thing as a self-made man. Everybody needs somebody somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think that there's loads of good business coaches. There's loads of good life coaches. There's a few bad ones as well. There are some good people out there.
Yeah.
So look for the ones. Look for the ones that have got loads of testimonials. Look for the ones that have got good LinkedIn profiles and good social proof, because that way you'll pick yourself a good coach.
Absolutely. Now, if you don't mind, I'd also like to talk about the other part of your business, which is ABC Networking.
Okay.
With that, tell us a bit about that. Tell us a bit about the history of it as well.
ABC started in November 2010.
Right.
And I had a percentage of a sports and social club with some rooms that we had to fill up. So we thought, right, let's start a breakfast networking group. We did that. Within 3 months, we had 60 people at every meeting.
Right.
So then we thought, all right, okay, we can grow this. And the essence for me going on from that was, there's lots of networking groups out there that are good at making money for small network owners, rather than let's make some money for the people that actually network. So ABC was really formed on helping small business owners help each other. So ABC doesn't make any money. We're there specifically for the small business owners and bringing them together and helping, you know, grow their business, really.
And now, 6 or 7 years on?
Yeah, six and a bit.
Yeah, you have a number of ABC networks dotted about, certainly all over Kent. And have you got a couple outside as well?
We have. We've gone down to Horsham now, a couple in southeast London, 26 venues, 6,071 members as of yesterday.
Right.
And, it's growing.
Mm.
And I think what people like, it's informal. And it's very much about turning strangers into friends.
Mm.
And for the small business owner, going, you know, full circle there, we started this conversation, they don't know what to do. They haven't had to do it. Mm. It's a great way to generate leads. And if you focus on turning strangers into friends, the chances are you'll end up with more business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So what's the plan? Are you just opening more centres, or?
With this year, we hope to open more this year. Mm. The fundamental problem that we have is finding somebody, because it's non-profit and it's actually getting somebody to run the meetings.
Yeah,
that
do the work. Yeah.
Is a key person of influence that can attract people in there. Mm. And our group leaders currently, they're all highly motivated and liked people.
Mm.
So they get people in, they fill the groups up. And that's really what we need. We need somebody that says, yeah, do you know, I want to be part of this to help small businesses in the southeast. And it's not just about them, how much money they earn out of it.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not my mentality.
Sure.
You know, I'm very much for how can we grow these small businesses and help them? Because you know as well as I do, the law of reciprocation, what goes around comes around. It.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody helps each other.
Yep, no, absolutely. Ash, if people want to find out more about Mindset Millionaire, your book, and ABC, how can they do that?
So if they want to find me, the easiest way is if you go hashtag flip-flop psycho. Simple. Makes you smile, but it stands out.
There's a reason. The flip-flop's nothing. It's the psycho bit.
Yeah, get used to it. Okay. You can find out everything about me there. That takes you to the top of it. Or Ash Lawrence, if you Google that, that comes to the top of Google. And ABC Networks, all the information's there. Please email me anything you want to know. I'm more than happy to help everybody.
Cool.
So have a look.
Thank you for that, Ash. You're going to stay with us because you're going to participate in a conversation we're going to have a bit later on in the show about a slightly different subject. But for the moment, Ash Lawrence, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Good stuff.
I'm not sure if my mic's on.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. I was just going to say, Ash, can you go through your Twitter account, please, your handle?
It's Ash Mindset. That's it.
At Ash Mindset.
Ash
okay,
Mindset.
Great. So people can follow him and find out more there, because you're quite prevalent on the old Twitter, aren't you?
Just a little bit. And hashtag flip-flop psycho, you'll find that as well.
Cool.
Wow, your own hashtag.
Mm. Do you want to go with an email, Tabitha?
Sure. So the next Kent Construction Focus Group meeting, where Kent companies meet to discuss future plans and developments in Kent, obviously, is happening on the 7th of February, 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. This is for businesses, only for businesses in the construction industry. So find out more about that, Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce.co.uk/events.
Cool.
Another one?
In a moment. Wait your turn.
So eager.
I know.
People on Twitter have been saying I'm eager.
That's cool.
And I'm doing a good job keeping you, you know.
And that's even better, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Absolutely.
I try. Hard work and all
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got a tweet to read out from the Bacon Butty Brigade.
Nice. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. It says, Vanillaware Business Bunker, we'll take one of your lovely shout-outs, please. We're just a bunch of middle-aged runners enjoying everlasting mediocrity. What a fabulous tweet. And you can follow them on bacon_greasy. Bacon _greasy. And that's the Bacon Butty Brigade.
Can they send in some bacon butties next time?
Cool. Love it. Oh, nice one, guys. That made me smile. Do you want to grow your income in 2017? Then don't miss this exciting and dynamic Free Growth Accelerator Conference. It's a day packed full of powerful, brilliant and relevant business content, all aimed at increasing your income and building your business in 2017. We've got some fantastic speakers, loads of how-to seminars, and over 60 exhibitors. This is the Grow Kent Canterbury Show. It's taking place on Wednesday, the 22nd of March, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's happening at the Spitfire Ground, that's the county cricket ground, at St. Lawrence in Canterbury. You can find out all about it by going to bestbusinesseventuk.com/growkentbusiness. Or, if you don't get that, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the Business Events tab, you'll find a link to it there. So that's the Grow Kent Canterbury event on the 22nd of March at the County Cricket Ground in Canterbury.
And that's free?
It's free to attend.
And if anyone attended the one in November, you'll know that it was absolutely fantastic.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was really, really good. What I particularly liked about it was the fact it wasn't the same old speakers doing the same old talk. It was some really inspirational and innovative thinkers sharing their ideas, I guess.
Absolutely.
And experiences.
Absolutely. And this one has got a diversity of speakers too, including Tabitha.
Workshop, not key
You're
speaker.
Doing a workshop, yeah. And there's also a good mate of mine from the United States. Ken Herron, who we occasionally do radio shows together. He does a radio show weekly in the US, and he's going to be joining us via a live link, I think.
Wow, to technology. Impart
some of his technology and social media knowledge, and a man is a genius. I've got to tell you, he's an absolute genius. So great speakers, great workshops. Do get along to that. 22nd of March at the County Cricket Ground in Canterbury. Go.
Kent Business run a very successful series of Women in Business luncheons each quarter, and it is a fantastic way of meeting some new business contacts. You'll hear a wide range of speakers covering all areas of businesses who will share not only their stories and experience, but give an insight into what worked for them. So the next Women in Business luncheon is on the 24th of March at Bridgewood Manor in Rochester, 11:15 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. And it costs £29.50 plus VAT. That includes a two-course lunch with two fantastic speakers. Find out more about that. Go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk. Book your place.
Cool. Thank you for that. Why don't you come and join us for a launch party on Tuesday, February the 7th at 7 p.m. Hear from guest speakers and the owner of Discover the Vine, Rowena Horton, who will give you a taster of the exciting events coming up in Kent. If you want to know more about the wine you are drinking, you can go to this website, discoverthevine.co.uk. Are you going?
I'm definitely going to that.
Are you?
I am indeed.
Cool. So Ash will be there. So
I won't be drinking any wine, but I'm going.
Okay, cool.
I'm lying.
Yeah. So that's discoverthevine.co.uk is the website. And it's on February the 7th at 7 p.m. And it's taking place at the George Inn, which is in Lower Street, Leeds. That's the Leeds outside of Maidstone, not the Leeds in Yorkshire.
That would be quite a long way to go for some wine.
It would be. Yeah. Driving home could be a bit of a nightmare, couldn't it? But luckily it's in Leeds, at the George, by Leeds Castle there.
Okay, so this is for those, we talk, obviously everyone knows we're based in Kent, but there are lots of listeners from around the country and even across the pond, I believe. Is that right, Paul?
There is, yeah. We tend to have regular listeners on the east coast of the US. We have a couple in Turkey, one in Luxembourg, and a few dotted around the place.
My sister's in the south of France and she likes to listen.
Does she?
Yeah.
What's she doing there? Is she living there or is she just swanning around on holiday?
No. She's a professor of English.
A professor of English?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah, she teaches French doctors and dentists English.
Wow.
Medical English. Yeah. Anyway, blimey. Moving on.
I'm impressed. I'm blown away by that. That's neat.
She got the brains. We are thinking of starting a networking group in Milton Keynes and Northampton. Is anyone interested? Contact Phoenix Intrum at Phoenix Intrum. They're also looking for an interim human resources assistant. So that is based in London, in Camden. And if you want to know more about them, go to www.phoenixinterimrecruitment.com.
Cool. We've had a tweet from Simon Chapman, who's at the alternative board, SimonC_TabKent. He says, love the choice of music, Michael Jackson. And he's put a picture up of Mr. Jackson dancing away there. So I'm glad you approve, Simon. I have to say, people have started treating this show like Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs now and keep sending me in record requests. And at the halfway point of the show, I am going to play another track. And it was a request. But this is the last one. I'm not doing any more special requests. It's not right, is it? Anyway. Coming back to some more business awards. You've been eating grapes again. She's eating a grape again. I was just going to talk to her and she ate a grape.
At least it's not a cake.
True. Why not enter your business in the Canterbury Business Awards?
Oh.
Yeah. Again, Wednesday, March 22nd. What's happening here is the Canterbury Business Awards are taking place in the evening after the Grow Canterbury show, the Grow Kent show at Canterbury. And it's Canterbury Business Awards. So the award dinner is taking place on March 22nd. Again, it's in the evening at the County Cricket Ground, at the Spitfire Ground there. And if you want to enter the awards, see the categories and all the rest of it, if you go to businessawardkent.co.uk/Canterbury Awards. That's businessawardskent.co.uk/Canterbury Awards. Cool. You finished eating now?
I'm done.
What? Oh, she's finished. She has finished. Well, read something then.
Tenston Chamber of Commerce February networking session. A reminder that the next Tenston District Chamber of Commerce networking session is at the Montabalon Restaurant. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do you know how to pronounce that?
I'm just reading a tweet getting told off for mispronouncing Amanda's name again, and now you're going to ask me how to pronounce the Montebellano restaurant.
There we go, Montebellano restaurant.
I don't know.
75 High Street from 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 7th of February. A great opportunity to share skills, experience, business leads and great food. Details found at tenstontown.co.uk. And it's got a very long /, so just look at the Chamber of Commerce events coming up.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Amanda ostensibly thanking Tabitha for her great work on putting me straight. It's just one of those things. I've got it into my head now that I just mispronounce her name every time it comes up, which is really rude, and there's no call for it.
Having
I'm really
a name
sorry.
Like Tabitha, I know how annoying it is when people...
But it's there's nothing to mispronounce with her name either, is it? It's not a field really. In France, as I keep telling her, or in Belgium, actually, isn't it? Flanders.
Flanders.
Yeah.
Or a fish in Little Mermaid.
So I changed her name to Mole Somme, and she didn't like that at all.
Anyway, moving on.
Go on, then. Move on.
There is an event. So Dandelion Social have tweeted in with regards to a charity auction in aid of the Friends of the Wisdom Hospice. They are taking part in a challenge in aid of the Friends of the Wisdom Hospice. So it is, they are giving £50. Sorry, it's a really long message. And they would like people to go to the auction. Will take place at the Alexandra Centre in Preston Street, Faversham, from 7 p.m. They aim to finish around 9 o'clock. There's free parking by the swimming pool in Faversham. So there's all kinds of things to win with regards to their services, including one-to-one Skype consultation, individual headshot sessions, 3 months social media management, bespoke social media strategy, etc. So find out more, look at Dandelion Social, or go to eventbrite.co.uk, charity auction in aid of the Friends of the Wisdom Hospice tickets.
They get longer, don't they?
Put my teeth back in now.
I've got a couple of tweets to read here. One is from Headway, the head injuries charity. And they say, Vanilla Webb, could we have a shout out, please, for Bingo? House? Two fat ladies? Oh, not that kind of shout out. Sorry. Can we have a shout out for Bingo? And it's taking place at 3 Culverstone Park, Tunbridge Wells, tomorrow at 10:15. And it's a fun event to raise money for Headway West Kent. You can find out about it by following them on the Twitter, at Headway West Kent is their Twitter handle. But if you get along to 3 Culverstone Park in Tunbridge Wells for 10:15 tomorrow, you can hunker down and play some bingo in aid of the Headway charity. Now, I've got another tweet here, and it's a bit convoluted, so I'm going to try and work out what it is. It's from the lovely Denise Wilton. Hello, Denise. The Milan Focus is her Twitter handle. And it says, pressure of getting it to you in time, but pretty please, would you give us a shout-out? So let's see what she's put here. I have to click on this to find it. Can I get a Business Bunker shout-out for Abacus Furniture? They need donations of furniture and bikes for those in need. Now, it says this is one message of two, and I can't find the other part of the message, so I'm not really sure what the rest of it says. So if you bear with me a second, let me see. No, can't find the second part. Where's the second part, Nies? They need Abacus Furniture, need donations of furniture and bikes for those in need. If I find the second part of the message, I'll read that out for you. There you go.
Business owners briefing with Peninsula. Peninsula are running a business owners briefing, which will provide delegates with information, hints and tips on how to get the best from your staff, as well as vital updates on ever-evolving rights of your employees. So this is a really important event that the Chamber of Commerce are running. This event is exclusively for business leaders, so business owners with staff, I presume.
Mm.
Business leaders, 3rd of February, so that is this Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 12:45. I'm afraid it doesn't say where it is. So go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk/events again, unless you know, Paul.
What was the event again?
Listening to me then.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. Right, cool. I was asleep.
Is it my voice?
Like no, I'm ill.
Someone's vibrating around here.
It's not me.
Anyone?
Come on.
The men in the studio are looking shifty.
Yeah.
It was the business owners briefing with Peninsula.
That's actually at the Chamber of Commerce offices.
Oh, in Ashford.
Savington in Ashford.
Lovely.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's me done.
Cool. Good. Well, do you know what? I think we'll play some tunage and have our mid-show break. And then when we come back, hopefully we'll be a bit cooler in the studio and we can talk to our next guest. What do you reckon?
Sounds like a plan.
This is for Amanda, by the way. She asked for this as a special request.
Hurts when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world.